We come in there and grab that mug. Put a couple of ice cubes in there.
You got it.
I'm gonna need a little hot blue Kool-Aid to wash this fish dinner down Sunday. As the Dolphins visit Detroit. You know I'm riding that bus. I'm driving it now. I'm giving up the 2.5, and I'm taking Honolulu Blue. Give me my release. Come on.
The all-knowing, all-omniscient, but retiring, Big Mike. Picks of the week. And I don't know if there's more than one this week. Good morning.
Sha-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na. Hey, hey, hey. Yep, I'm on the Kelvin Express, my friend.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll do...
What will you do in retirement?
I'll probably enjoy myself.
I would bet on that.
You did squeeze me into one last visit coming up for
next week.
Follow-up next week.
Sure.
So, yeah. Now, you know, when I do that, I'm going to be a year older there, big boy.
Yeah, well, I'm right behind you.
Yeah, you got to wait till the first part of March, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep, I go Super Bowl Sunday, so...
We're aging fast, man.
Oh, where did they go, my friend?
Yeah, maybe you could next week, or next Thursday, you could dig out those 30-year totals, and I probably owe you, like, the Anheuser-Busch Corporation.
No, you're close. You could probably back a semi-truck up and still be close.
Yeah.
Throwing one Clydesdale, I'd call it even. And I'm not talking about that little mule they're going to use in the commercial either.
No.
No, it...
That looks like the last horse I bet on.
Yeah, he's still running.
Still running.
Yeah, it's been... who'd have thunk it? You know, all started over... a question you asked about racing back in 1985.
Wow.
Call-in question, and the answer was Danny Sullivan.
Oh.
And I remember that's the year that he won the Indy 500 spinning around at the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of tickets available. I couldn't do it, I think, due to prior engagement, so I just told you to go ahead and give them away, which I think you did, and... the story lives on. That's how it started.
Man, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, other than, you know, we had the neighborhood connection as kids, and, you know, I knew your dad and family, obviously, well, and we've been chums for quite a while, and it's debatable who's full of more than the other, so. But,
remember those T.A. Remember those T.A. Wilson days?
Oh, my God. Remember when we first got our first set of heel tights so we could slide down the halls over there?
T.A. Wilson, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Eating them soggy bologna sandwiches for lunch.
I think you broke a lot of glass over there.
I did break that one day, and they had to sold me up, but didn't keep me out of school, damn it. I had to come back the next day to go. Oh, yeah, it looks like Kelvin's done, my friend.
It would appear that way.
I.
But we haven't heard from Kelvin yet.
No, and that to me reads more than if we had heard from Kelvin.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, I mean,
But
just the way that he has been in the past, he doesn't want, it's Super Bowl weekend, he doesn't want to overcast that. I mean, he's, the guy, you got to believe him. I mean, the guy's nothing but stand up straight about everything.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a class act, no doubt.
Yeah, he's a very class act. And, you know, he's, I guess his word's been out, and He's not going to get in front of the camera to deny it. So seems like enough people were told that were close to him that he's done. And I told you earlier in the year, I thought he was banged up more than what it appeared to be. And I think that is absolutely true.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he don't want to end up like Jim McMahon or something like that, you know, unfortunately.
And, right.
The guy's smart. You know, he's kept his money. He's going to fall somewhere good. He'll either be a coordinator, coach. Wouldn't be surprised to see him in the movie somewhere or something. He's too intelligent to not be able to carry on, as you well know. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
No.
If he wants to work for the Lions, I'm sure they'll be happy to oblige him.
They'd almost be crazy not to put him in the front office. I mean, the guy definitely can sniff out talent, and I would keep him on board. I wouldn't have to be opposed to writing him a check every week or every month or whatever it would be. I mean, he knows a little bit about football. That's quite obvious. Probably a little more than the ones that are there doing the job now. So, I mean, like you said yesterday. Boy, they're lugging in all these old washed-up coaches, you know, so.
Yeah.
They're even parking the Edsel in there.
Yeah.
All right. Matter at hand.
Yes.
We're down to the last one, big boy.
Yeah, we are.
I'm going to question you.
Okay.
First question.
Yep.
Do you think both teams will score over 20 points each in this game?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So, having asked that, the over-under number is 44.5. I'm going to take it you're going under.
No, I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over?
Yep.
All righty. Well, hate to do this to you, but I'm riding with you. I like the over, too.
Okay.
But I will disagree with you. In order to get on the over, I think both teams are going to score over 20 points.
Okay. Well.
This has been a very interesting game to dissect. You got a difference in two good quarterbacks, obviously. You got the young and the, let's not say the old, but the, more experienced quarterback.
39 is old, yeah.
Yeah. That's old. What are we, ancient?
Well, yeah, we're relics.
Offensive lines, I think I'm going to give the nod to the Panthers a little bit more on that than I am the Broncos. And the defenses, now this is a tough one. There's two good defenses I see.
Yeah.
That defense of the Broncos that manhandled Brady 2 weeks ago was unforeseen. I mean, that was a scary defense. But the reason I don't think that's going to work this week is Peyton can run, Brady couldn't. I don't think they're going to be able to. When they come off them corners, Cam's only got to take two steps up into the pocket and either release or go. And if he goes,
he's going to be
very, very difficult. He's going to be a 60-minute headache to that defense. And
he'll be a load, yeah.
Wade Phillips will be filling up with a short double at halftime, I'll tell you that right now. So I kind of give the nod to the Carolina defense. Told you I was going to pick both teams for the Super Bowl, didn't I?
Well, I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Here's how it goes.
Okay.
The 24th of January, when the last two games were done, opening line that night was Carolina favored by 3.5, which I would jump on all day, all night, all ever.
Mm-hmm.
As we sit here today, There's some windows that are showing Denver as a 6.5-point underdog. Having said that, I'll take the opening line at -3.5, and I'll also take the closing line at +6.5. So there's my way of betting both teams, okay?
Okay, you can do that.
Now, my overall, who do I really think is going to pull this off? I'm going to give up the 5 points, and I'm going to take the Panthers, my friend.
Yeah, I've got to take the Panthers. I've got to take the Panthers.
Yeah, I just
now wouldn't bother me to see Peyton Manning ride off on the white horse with the trophy. That wouldn't bother me. But I think the Panthers are more versatile.
Yeah, I do too. And I don't know. Peyton, I'm not gonna diss Peyton's work ethic, but I just think Cam has put a lot into it this year, and I think he's motivated the guys around him a little bit more than what Peyton has with his guys. And that being said, Peyton missed a couple of weeks with that injury, with a foot injury, and that kind of broke that little leaf that they had there, that little camaraderie. So I don't know. I just hope the refs stay out of it. Let these guys play, and anything can happen. You want to pick a final score?
Yeah, 31-17, Carolina. You write that down?
Yep, I am.
I'll forget it.
I know. So that gives you 48, as you well did. You went over.
Right.
I'm looking for 34 for Carolina, and I'm looking for 30.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
For Denver. I'm looking for... I got to in order to cover all my gizmos and gizzies that I got here. I mean, these are the ugliest numbers I could have ever picked. But who said I was smart? So, it's going to be interesting. And we'll wrap things up next Thursday. I'll call it back. We'll review everything. And as I said, I'll be a year older when I get to you next trip. So,
be careful out there.
Oh, I gotta be every day at my age. You know that. Hey, that's a wrap, my friend.
And
peace.
Hey. 30 years of picks.